All right, I told you in the last segment, Rob Pizzola is unavailable today. He's our go-to professional sports gambler. Lee Sterling is a local guy, but nationally known. We're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Like I said, he's heard on dozens of radio stations every week. He picks games, but he went to the University of Miami. His daughter's a cheerleader for the University of Miami Hurricanes. Oh, wow. Like, he's a local guy. You could check him out on Twitter at Paramount Sports. That's the website as well. ParamountSports.com for all their picks. And Lee Sterling is joining us now. By the way, we're at the BB&T Center. You got Panthers hockey coming up tonight. Hello, Lee.
Glad to come on with you guys. Never been introduced or had Diana Ross song come on before.
Tell you what, man, that's a good opening act. You better be able to bring it, because yep. Diana Ross, I don't care if she's 74 years old. You better bring your A game. Let me ask you, before I ask you to make picks, Lee Sterling's going to make some picks for us. Before I ask you to make picks, I had read Tuesday when we were on the air, sports books all over the country last Sunday had an awful Sunday. And I had read something from Bovada, and I'd read something from one of the reporters in Vegas that covers it. How often do gamblers put sports books in the red on any given weekend? That's a rarity, yeah?
Well, they probably win once out of every 5 or 6 weeks. And the reason they usually win is they're playing favorites. They're playing parlays and teasers and playing, you know, public teams. And they usually pick, if they're doing a teaser, they're usually going to look for teams that are favored by 6 to 10 points, and they tease the game down. And they're going to play teams that are public and teams that are hot. And some of those teams that they're playing on are teams like Kansas City and teams like New England with Tom Brady. And so a lot of the teams that they're playing against right now, one of them is certainly the Buffalo Bills. And a lot of people had the Chicago Bears in a three-team teaser, -10, teased down to a pick 'em, and that was like a gimme.
Yeah, that's what we had. We had on Sunday, because we had a good weekend, but we had Kansas City, right, over, yeah, I think it was Cleveland, and then we had the Vikings over Detroit, which was another big public game,
right,
and we had the Patriots -5. We had the Bears.
The only game that really hurt everyone, guys, was the L.A. Rams game. It opened as they were an underdog, and the Rams ended up a favorite in that game against New Orleans, and that maybe saved them. But other than that, I mean, almost every game was a loser for the house.
And Lee, I'm not Hawk's a bad influence on me. He's the one that started me this gambling.
Or a good influence.
The teasers, the parlays, and all that stuff. But
wait till I start to introduce you to if bets.
Don't if bet me. If bet yourself. But no, Lee, I wanted to ask a question about Le'Veon Bell.
Right.
If can you capitalize with him coming back or not knowing if he's coming back? Does that change the Steelers' chances of winning a Super Bowl? Does it change the odds on anything like that when a player as good as Le'Veon's out there?
Well, strange as it may seem, a superstar like Le'Veon Bell will only probably change the line 1 point, and that's probably when he's, you know, back in shape, and they probably have seen him play at least once, and it looks like, you know, he's playing well. That's it. Whereas quarterbacks can have as much as 7, 8, 10 points, depending on who they are. Tom Brady, I've seen him, when he's out, influence the line 9 to 10 points one way. Aaron Rodgers the same way, and Drew Brees. So those are three guys that can affect the game and affect the line up to 7 points.
Lee Sterling is with us again. He's on Twitter at Paramount Sports. You can check out the website, ParamountSports.com. Let's try to win a little money here. University of Miami, it's a 3.5-point underdog. I actually saw this afternoon when we started the show. It was down to a 3-point underdog Saturday night at Georgia Tech. Do you have any kind of feeling on the Miami-Georgia Tech game?
Well, I don't think it's going to be a high-scoring game. I don't think Georgia Tech's going to run away with it, because even though they switch quarterbacks to Tobias Oliver, I don't think he's going to run roughshod over this defense. It leads the nation with 94 tackles for loss. They're allowing just 3.2 yards per carry. So I do think Miami's defense, which has done enough in the last three games to win the game, it's just been the offense that scored 14, 13, and 12 points. So if I had a lean, I probably would look to the under 55.5 total points. I just think Georgia Tech laying 3.5 points is probably not the right side. Wouldn't shock me if you see Georgia Tech win this game something like 23-21.
All right. What do you make of Mark Richt's handling of the quarterback situation, by the way?
Well, I think it's time to go to Nikosi Perry, and then I would, starting next week, probably rotate Williams and Perry and see who's the better option. The problem is if you continue to play Malik Rozier, then next year, you know, if these guys aren't ready to go for the Florida game right out of the belt, then you got a real big problem. And even maybe one of them transfers. You know, that's not out of the question, too. So you want to see what you have. This team is really not going anywhere. They're just playing for a bowl berth somewhere like the Sun Bowl or the Independence Bowl in Louisiana.
The Bad Boy Mowers Gasparilla Bowl is what Sports Illustrated
is predicting. Probably the best bowl's the one in New York City. So that might be their goal right now at this point. But you got to look at some younger players, and it looks like he's frustrated at this point. From what I'm hearing, it looks like the person that will take the fall will be Stacy Sears, their offensive line coach, and probably more changes should be made. Probably his son should go. They should bring in an offensive coordinator, and the guy that's out there is Ken Dorsey. He's at FIU right now, is, I think, an assistant AD. I bring him in. He's got the experience, and see if you can bring in, you know, a new offense and bring in some recruits and some fresh ideas.
Yeah, I don't think Hurricane fans would mind that too much. No. That would be an exciting announcement. Let me give you a couple more college games.
Okay.
Crowder's Florida Gators, they're a six-point favorite over South Carolina on Saturday.
I think they're trying to sucker you to play South Carolina here. All the momentum that Florida had the last couple weeks after the five-game winning streak is gone after those, you know, two stink bombs against Georgia and Missouri. The only hope here is South Carolina is inconsistent. They're very up and down. They gave up 616 yards last week to an Ole Miss team that isn't good at all. But I just think they're trying to bait you here to play South Carolina. And Jake Bentley, he sometimes is almost as bad as Felipe Franks. I wouldn't play the game, but if I had to pick a side, I'd probably go with Florida, and they'd probably win the game by eight, something like 28-20.
How about Florida State? They're at Notre Dame, which is it's not a good look for Willie Taggart already. They're getting 18 points.
Yeah, I'm hearing James Blackman will probably play again here in for DeAndre Francois. I mean, he was great last week. He was 29 for 46 for 421 yards and four touchdowns. The problem is the running game. I mean, this is a team that's had five of nine games where they haven't even reached 100 yard mark here running the football. Their top rushing game was 134 yards against not Stanford, Samford. So the Notre Dame offensive line, no sacks the last three games. Ian Book, I think he's really starting to come into his own here. I think Notre Dame pulls away late, 38-17.
All right, so you would take Notre Dame and
right.
Lay the points. Miami Dolphins, Lee Sterling is with us, by the way. Rob Pizzola is not available this week. Lee Sterling, he is trying to win us money. You could check out the website, ParamountSports.com. Miami Dolphins, they are getting 9.5 points at Green Bay on Sunday. You got a pick on that game?
Yeah, I think Miami is probably one of the worst 5-4 teams I've seen in the last 45, 50 years in the NFL. I mean, there's not many guys you'd want to start your team with. I mean, they're playing guys at defensive tackle, the two backup defensive tackles are guys they brought in off the street in the last couple weeks, and they're playing them 20 to 30 plays. That's not a good look here. This is a must game for Green Bay. They're 3-4-1, and it's actually the worst record after seven games in the Aaron Rodgers era. They need this game because they have Seattle and Minnesota both on the road the next 2 weeks here, and I just think that the running game here that Green Bay has will actually even have some success. So I'm calling for a blowout city here. I like Green Bay big here, 42-14.
Wow. All right. Would the line have been any different, by the way, if Ryan Tannehill was the starting quarterback? Would that move the line at all?
A point to a point and a half, that's it.
Yeah, so that's not much. Like, if you're a starting quarterback in the NFL and you only move the game a point or a point and a half, it's not a great endorsement of your skills.
No, and then if you're coming up for renewal in your contract, you're probably not going to be renewed also.
Yeah, I think that's probably a fair barometer of that.
Right.
I think that's
money.
A good point. Lee Sterling is with us. All right, we always ask Pizzola to give us three random plays. I'll ask you the same thing. Three random plays, your choice. It could be soccer, yeah. NHL, basketball, football, whatever you want, Lee. Give us three plays.
First game will be in college. I'll look at Indiana. They're playing Maryland. I think when we look back, Maryland right now is 4-5. will say at the end of the year, why weren't we playing against Maryland? This is the time of year when a coach has been decided he's not going to be coming back. All these assistant coaches are looking to get jobs for next year. Kids are on Twitter. They're talking to their parents. They're trying to figure out what's going on. And Indiana, they can be beat with power running games, but not the jet sweep type running game that Maryland has. This line has moved down. Actually, there's been a couple syndicates that played the other side that played on Maryland here, but I think they're on the right side. I think they're actually on the wrong side. I think that probably Indiana's the right side. I'll take Indiana minus 1.5. I think they win by at least a touchdown. Second game I'm going to look at, I'm going to go to Tulane. Tulane's a team under the radar. They made a quarterback switch a couple games ago. Willie Fritz, the guy came over from Georgia Southern, led them to 9-4 and 9-5 records. This new quarterback can really get it done, and they finally, after in his third year, they're really starting to get things going. So they're playing a team that really has some problems in East Carolina, giving up, I think it's 300 yards on three occasions running the football, and that's how Tulane likes to move. So let's play Tulane there. They're laying 14 points. They should win by 3 or 4 touchdowns. And my third game will be the Green Bay Packers. I think they're going to win the game easy against Miami. I mean, Aaron Rodgers might throw for 350, 400 yards. It doesn't make any difference who his receivers are. Green Bay is probably my third and probably my best game here in the NFL.
All right, there you go. Best game of the week. Lee Sterling, again, follow him on Twitter at Paramount Sports. You can check out the website, ParamountSports.com. He leans towards the under on the University of Miami game if you're looking to play that on Saturday night. Likes Notre Dame laying the points against FSU, and he likes Indiana laying the points against Maryland. He likes Tulane laying the points against East Carolina, and he loves the Green Bay Packers to beat up on the Miami Dolphins on Sunday. Not that he'd love to see it, but he would love that outcome as a gambler. And you have to be impartial when you're in the. Can you bet on a game that against a team that you're rooting for?
Absolutely.
You have no problem doing that.
I've got two daughters, Mark. I got one at the University of Miami and one at North Carolina School of the Arts. And
you got bills to pay.
Yeah, that's what it's all about.
But do you find it? I find that if I'm rooting for a team, I can't put money against them because then I find myself rooting against the team.
No, I can do it. I mean, I graduated from the University of Miami. My dad was a team dentist there. My daughter cheers there. I've probably gone against them 3 or 4 times each of the last couple of years and done pretty well.
All right. There you go. Lee Sterling. Check out the website, ParamountSports.com. Thank you for making time, Lee.
Okay. Thanks, guys.